This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Troy has changed since high school, and someone noticed, but now is a ghost. Let's get into Date Him or Dump Him.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date Him or Dump Him with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Troy would like to reconnect with somebody he's actually known for a while now. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, man. So tell us about you and this girl named Janelle that you mentioned in your message to us about how you guys have known each other and stuff.
So she and I, we've actually known each other for quite some time. We went to the same high school, I wasn't even close to her. She's hot. I mean, like, Sydney Sweeney hot.
God. All right,
she's smoking, and I'm, I was in bands.
Some people really have it all.
You're the band kid.
Drum corps.
Okay.
Like, dorky, but, I was in band, So we knew each other because our parents were friends. Fast forward a couple Saturdays ago, and I just want to, state, I'm way hotter than I was in high school.
Oh, okay? So you've had kind of a glow up then. Okay.
A glow up.
High school was a rough time for me, but, I've grown up, grown into my body.
Right.
So anyway, a couple of Saturdays ago, we bump into each other at a St. Patty's Day party. This is at a bar. We reconnect. I buy her a beer, and later we're making out, and things kind of progress from there,
Oh, okay.
You were swapping green food dye tongue spit, huh?
And then some,
Hey, nice.
So since then, since St. Patrick's Day, we've been texting, we've been hanging out. She's stayed over a couple times, and then this past weekend, a friend of hers was having a weekend hangout. She invited me, and of course, I said yes.
Okay.
And it was cool, just hanging out in the hot tub, or we're inside, we're drinking, playing flip cup and stuff like that.
Okay.
Hanging out. So we get back. And nothing. I mean, she's just like radio silence.
Okay.
Before, you would be texting all the time, Now she hasn't even been over since then.
Over to see you.
So I'm like, all right, if you're gonna dump me, then dump me. What's going on?
Okay.
So I thought maybe you guys could are we going to do the Band-Aid slow, or are we going to rip it off? What's going on here?
Okay.
Well, two things come to mind for me. Either one, maybe it all's fine and dandy and it was really fun, but maybe it just moved a little fast.
Oh, that's a possibility.
A possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it just was moving fast and it kind of scared her off or something. And then the other thing is maybe there's something here because you said your parents know her parents?
Yeah.
So maybe it's like beef with them that you don't really know about, or I don't know.
Some inside
maybe
information type stuff. Yeah,
stuff being said there, or I don't know. Those are just the initial
from you. Okay.
Thoughts.
Okay.
Things I suspect,
Yeah, man,
say.
Being at one of those events can be scary. You don't even know. You might have just walked weird into a room and then they're like, can you believe that guy?
Oh, yeah.
See the way he walked in here with his chest all puffed out like he owns the place?
Yeah.
The chit-chat behind your back type stuff, yeah.
I had a buddy. We used to go to the cabin and he'd always bring a girl that he was dating with him.
Yeah.
And his mom would always tell him, because the cabin, she would always tell him, when you go to the bathroom, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And these women just would always flush the toilets, and she'd get super mad at them and never be invited back again.
See, it could be over the dumbest thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It could just be the craziest thing that she's like, she can't even follow simple rhyming directions. What do you want them to do? Why?
Simple rhyming directions.
Why?
He rhymes.
Troy, what we'll do is we'll give Janelle a call, see if we can get her on the phone for you. And if it's something we can fix, then we'll be glad to give you guys dinner out on us. If not, you'll at least know why she's ghosting you, all right?
That sounds good.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Here's the interactive part of things, Hannah. You can guess what went wrong between Troy and Janelle.
Yeah.
You can do it in GIF form.
GIF form is the best
there
form.
There you go. Thank you for filling in for Coriel with that line. You can get in, Dan or Dumb on Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, and in GIF form, tell us what you think went wrong in Dan or Dumb 'em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, we talked to Troy, who knew Janelle back when they were in high school. She is like Sweeney Sonny Sweeney Hot is what he said in high school, and he was in band. He's like, I played the drums, so I'm not a total poser like a tuba player or something. But we were never really friends. We knew of each other, and our parents were friends. We were acquainted. So fast forward to a couple of weekends ago, he has glowed up, in his words, and they bumped into each other at a St. Patrick's Day party at a bar, reconnected, had some beverages, apparently shared
things
some spit.
Down.
Yeah, and things progressed there. They've been hanging out, and then they went to a friend of hers for a weekend hang at someone's place, and now she's not texting him, and he wanted us to track her down and see what's up.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Janelle.
Yeah, that's me.
Janelle, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
Oh my God, good. Is this for real?
It is for real. Yeah, we are calling on behalf of, well, a friend of ours and a friend of yours, somebody you've known for a long time, wanting us to reach out and see about getting you two to go out on a date again. Troy reached out to us and said you guys had met up at St. Patrick's Day and kind of hooked up and been hanging out. Went to a friend's for a weekend, and now you've been kind of quiet.
Oh my God. Okay.
So he'd kind of like to know what's up with you. What's going on?
Yeah, the details.
Okay. Honestly, my friends are telling me I'm being a little bit too shallow about this.
Okay.
But I found out he has a tramp stamp tattoo.
Oh.
What?
Mm. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, lower back tat.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, you're right, lower back tat.
Thank you for cleaning it up, yeah.
I didn't see it, but my friend Megan did, and she was walking behind him to the hot tub, and yeah, saw it when he was getting in. And then when he got out to go get more drinks, that was when I saw it for the first time.
Was his whale tail hanging out of his his pants as well?
Wow. Yeah, what kind of tattoo was it?
I don't know. It's like a sun tattoo. It's like very
God.
Cheesy. Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
It makes me think of Jersey Shore era when that aired on MTV. It was all of these dudes that came out of the woodwork that suddenly had their sun ring around their belly button tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Those are
the
weird.
The GTL dudes.
Yeah. How big or small is this tattoo?
It's a decent size, but I never saw it like when we were hooking up.
Okay.
So it's a nice size.
Does he have any other tattoos?
No, that was the only one that I saw.
Okay.
I don't think he does, but...
Just because you traditionally don't see them on men, you just don't.
Right.
So you got to wonder if, like, maybe he lost a bet or something.
Oh, maybe.
It's like a fantasy football bet or something.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe that's just what he wanted. Bet. I mean, let the freak flag fly. Do whatever you want.
Listen, man, I went to New York City when I was 22, and I sat in a chair and at the last minute got out of the way from getting a giant sun on my shoulder. Bad tattoos can happen sometimes.
Yeah, he caught a stray, and then it just happened.
Yes, and luckily I got out of the way of that one. I was like, oh, hang on, I don't really want to do this. What was I just about to think about doing there?
It's
not that those are bad, but a lot of people, that's what people got back then.
You said your friends are like thinking you're being kind of a diva about it. You're just like, it's not a big deal. It's just a tattoo.
Like, they're totally like, why are you overreacting? Like, it's just, you know, it's tattoo. And I think that that's why I haven't ended it, because I guess I'm trying to figure it out. I'm kind of on the fence. I really like him, but it just caught me off guard.
Yeah, and it's
no,
like,
totally.
How do you be like, hey, man, I think you're cool, but your lower back tat's freaking me out.
Yeah, I mean, in this world, let's be honest, in this world, when it comes to tattoos on men, a lower back tattoo, and there's so many dudes that have these, but that barbed wire around their bicep.
Yeah, the barbed wire.
Like, JP, I don't know how, as a 50-year-old male, you don't have one of those.
I've learned from you guys what not to do when it comes to tattoos.
No, well, because when you were in high school, that's when those were, like, the thing. Like, every guy I know who's 50 or, like, in his late 40s has one. Hooks has one.
Hey, it could be worse, girl. I'll tell you what. I had brief encounters with a man who had a horseshoe tattoo on his body towards the lower half that said, lucky you. So it could be worse.
Wow.
Oh.
My God.
And she's been with Jackson ever since.
All right. Well, let's bring Troy back in here. She's a little freaked out by your corny sun tattoo on your lower back there, bud.
I can completely forgot about.
Well, it's not like you see it every day.
Right, it's just there.
No, it's one of those things that I'm planning to get it removed, but it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's not, I can't see it. I forget about it, out of sight, out of mind.
Can I ask why you have it?
I told you, in high school, I wasn't so very popular.
Got it.
And there was this girl who went to high school across town, and for some reason she liked me.
Oh, stop. Give
we went out a couple of times.
You have a better vote of confidence here. Come on. Of course she liked you.
We went out. We wanted to get matching tattoos. And I had my brother's ID. I was 15 when I got that.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Tattoo. And I did it because I liked this girl, and I thought that's how you show a girl you like her, and it was dumb, and I regret it. Like I said, I don't see it every day. I forget it's back there. That's
right.
That also seems like such a, I'll just call it young love, because it's harder to explain it, but what a young love thing, too, because like you'd think, you'd hope in that scenario that like she'd be like, no, that's kind of weird, but when you're younger... I don't know. I can see you being like, oh, that's actually kind of cool that he wants to match
me. Dude, I'm telling
you. Not really realizing when you get older, you're like, okay, that was actually weird.
I couldn't even legally drive a car, and I got a dumb tattoo on my back.
Dude, that has happened to a lot of...
You got a tattoo on your dumper.
A lot of high schoolers and a lot of men do dumb stuff for women when they're in high school.
That's a true fact.
I'll tell you that.
Now that you've heard about all of this, Janelle, are you a little bit more inclined to want to go out again with Troy? Because we'd be more than willing to pay for dinner for you guys to go out again.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, good. Okay.
I really like him, and I think we have a good time together. And now I can kind of just, like, make fun of him for that.
Yeah,
that's 100% right.
That's a pass. That's a green light. Ideally, we'd pay for your tattoo removal, but that's just too much, man. So you have to settle for some steaks.
Sorry about
it. I'll take it. I will take it, please.
You need to give him some sort of nickname, like, in reference to a, like...
You have to call him LB or something.
Something, man. Like Apollo or... There's got to be some nickname for him in there that has to do with the fact that he's the sun god. Because he's got a dumb sun on his
head.
Like, that could be the new nickname.
Janelle, you're good to go out again?
Yes, awesome. I think that'd be great.
Perfect. Well, then we'll take care of dinner for you guys. We'll let you get together. We'll laugh about this story and many more, I'm sure.
Thank
you. That sounds great, guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, you bet, guys.
The best way to wake up. Wake up, y'all.
They're Nebraska's number one morning show.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.